Blog Talk Radio.
To all my people in the struggle, you think God's forgotten about you. Here's some pain medicine. Let's go! You in your car, you at the house, on your job, be encouraged, boo. Come on!
Away from you. Welcome, everyone. This is Ariel. I am so glad to be back. I haven't talked to any of the listeners in so long. I have been traveling back east in all this heat. Oh, my goodness. For everybody who's back east, I can just, I just praise God that you have air conditioning and that God is just on the throne. It was enormously hot. I was in 104 degree temperature with young people. And even though it was extremely hot, it was a really very nice time. And I was able to not only show them our beautiful nation's capital, but beautiful Lancaster, Pennsylvania, Philadelphia, and then take them back to their summer programs in Rochester and Stanford and Bridgeport. It's an organization I work with. So I was gone for a month, and before that, God had been opening up a lot of different doors in a different season. And the guest I have today, the Lord had told me, because I always ask him, who do you want me to interview? Who do you want on this show? And so he had told me that he wanted my friend Diane. And Diane is a very good friend. We met years ago. Not only is Diane a good friend, she is also a prophet of God. She is in that office, and she has been ministering to me and to thousands of people throughout her 35 years in ministry. And I just want to say that for the next 2 hours, as we're talking and I'm asking her questions about the prophetic, we're just going to allow the Holy Spirit to operate in and through Diane. And she is one that hears clearly from the Lord. She went to White Harvest Bible School in Virginia Beach. She was trained under Christian International, but more importantly, she's taught by the Holy Spirit. Now, she has traveled to many countries, particularly Africa and Israel. And she does flow in the and is in the office of the prophet and is also a seer. So we're going to be talking about that. So with that, I just want to give thanks to the Lord. Father, I just thank you for this program. I thank you, Father, that you have ordained this program to be this two-hour program for me to talk to Diane, but Diane also to talk and minister to whomever you send, and to also impart knowledge and wisdom and open up that seer's eye for to see the things you want her to see right now, and also for the wisdom and the revelation that you have given her. So we just thank you. Holy Spirit, have your way in this conversation. And we just give you all the thanks in Jesus' mighty name. All right. Good morning or good afternoon, Diane. How are you?
I am wonderful on this hot, hot day up in the mountains of Asheville, North Carolina.
I hear you. I hear you. Yes, she lives in the mountains, guys, and it's beautiful up there. I've been to her. She has a very historic house sitting in the mountains, and it's just gorgeous. And God has her there. on top of the mountain interceding for people for a long time. Well, Diane, just whatever is on your heart right now, just share, and then I'm going to ask you some questions because, you know, how we just talk for hours anyway.
Praise God. Well, since you mentioned the house, I'm going to I felt the quickening in my spirit just to say it is a 155-year-old home, but it's really unique because I was at a Friday night School of the Holy Spirit one time that Christian International had, and one of the prophets called me out and prophesied that I'd be moving within 30 days. And, you know, I kind of went home and I said, God hadn't told me I'm going to be moving in 30 days, and we've got to beware of false prophets. So, Lord, I'm gonna give this one to you. I ain't receiving that at all. And I want you to know, just supernaturally, to make a long story short, God restored my father into my life, who I hadn't seen in over 30 years. My stepmother had passed away. I went to visit my father. Long story short, within 3 weeks, I packed up everything I had and moved down to the coast where my father lived, and God restored even my mother and father, who had been divorced for over 30-some years, and just really restored our whole family, and it was supernatural. And this was by really a word of God that was spoken to me out of nowhere, and then God just immediately brought it to pass. So, you know, believe the words of the prophet, test them, try them, discern them, but sometimes when we don't agree with them, just wait on the Lord, and if it's God, he'll bring it to pass.
Amen.
And he's given me this awesome house. It's up on a mountaintop overlooking a beautiful pond and the mountains, and it's a 155-year-old farmhouse, and I could go on and on because the anointing of the Lord is here. But the most awesome thing that I found out after I'd moved in, my next-door neighbor used to live here as a child with her mother, and literally this house was a house of prayer and a house of praise. Across the street where the pond is, they built a house, and they had all the different churches. Presbyterian would come at like 9 o'clock. The Baptist would come at 10 o'clock. the other, Lutheran would come at 10 o'clock. But anyhow, there's like four different denominations that would meet in this house that this man built, and it was like their church. And then as the church grew and as the area grew and the town grew, there was a Presbyterian church that came out that was built in town that's still there. There's a Baptist church that was built that's still there. But this was the place where God started the house of prayer.
Wow.
And I hadn't lived here but a few weeks when God gave me a vision. Mm-hmm. And he showed me, like, the river. In front of my house, there's a creek, and it's called Boland's Creek, and it flows into the town, and it's the town's water supply. Now, in the spirit, listen to that. God gives me a house on top of a mountain with a stream in front that supplies the water to the river.
Mm.
Now, you can get real spiritual and really go on that one.
Yes, yes, I hear that. Definitely, it is. It's a house on the hill. It's like, you know, you are that light on the hill. And during the time you've been living there, God has had you doing a lot of intercession. It is found.
Well, the thing that was awesome was that afternoon he gave me a vision, and I saw, like, the creek separating, and I saw the earth just, like, splitting apart. And then from the center of the creek, the living water, a loaf of bread rose up out of the creek. And then where you make a loaf of bread and like the top kind of splits and you put the butter on top of it and the butter just flows, it's like the bread came up out of the creek, out of the water. And then I say the anointing covered the top of the bread as it started to open. And the glory of God just started pouring out. And I know that God is going to do something awesome in this area. And I prayed for revival, and I've been praying. I've lived here since, I guess, 97. And when I went over to Africa, an evangelist was sent by God into this area. And where I'd been dreaming and seeing a vision of a great big tent, and saying, God, if you want me to put up a tent and hold a revival, I'll do it. Whatever you want me to do, just send me those to come alongside, because, Lord, I know you want a team. It's not a one-man show. And don't you know, while I was gone, this evangelist came down at one of the other rivers. He put up a tent, and I think over 500 people came and got saved. And this revival went on for 3 weeks. And the whole time I was over in Africa, this revival was going on. So just to show how you pray and you give it to God, and it says one will plant, and then one will water, and then one will bring forth the fruit. I prayed, and then God sends me to Africa. And while I'm in Africa, he sends the other one along to put up the tent and to bring in the souls.
Praise
and then the Lord said that he's coming back again, so I keep praying. Back again when I go to Israel, he has the revival again, and he prays for the people, and he baptizes them in water. So then the Lord said, the next move, Diane, you're going to put up the tent, and I'm going to bring them, and I'm going to baptize them and fill them with the Holy Spirit and fire.
Amen.
So, you know, you sit around sometimes, and you think, I've been in the ministry 35 years, I've done this and done this, but I haven't done anything. It's because you can't do anything.
Amen.
It's Christ in you that will do it, and he will use you as you submit yourself to him and give him the glory.
Amen.
And up here, God's kind of taken me out of the church system, as you will, and he's showing me a lot of new things, and he's taken me to a lot of new places, and he's just having me walk alongside of him and hold his hand and become one with him. And then when he's ready to move, it won't be me moving and doing it. It'll be the Holy Spirit in me, who is one with the Father, using me to walk in unity and one accord and let God do it through me and for him to get the glory. It's so important.
Amen. Diane, there's so many things that you touched upon that I want to, you know, pinpoint each thing. But one of the things you had said, and I know listeners are probably saying, okay, she's out of the church. Can you go back to your salvation, how you came to know Christ, your walk, and why you said out of the church system? Because some people would think, well, you know, if she's not in church, then she's not covered. So why don't you start from the beginning and then carry us through the journey? Save the Israel and Africa. I want to do that a little bit later in the segment. But for right now, since you brought up that, I want you to address your salvation, your walk, your call as a prophet, what you experience, and then what God is saying, okay, now here's the next step.
Okay, I'll try to remember everything you just said.
Hey, listen, this is so horrible. Usually we're both going over each other, so we're trying to be really like, okay. So this is, but we're just family. So this is a family, and I know that when people have thoughts, it's like, okay, I got to ask her those thoughts. I know, but I want them to know. So your salvation, first off.
Well, I had been brought up in a very, let's see, how do I say this? My mother was staunch Baptist. My mother dated my father on the front porch in the swing. That's how my mother dated. My father was a Pentecostal holiness preacher's son, and he was wild and rebellious. So my mother was working at a department store in a little town up near the Blue Ridge Mountains, and Daddy came in there one day to pick up something for his parents, and they met, and he just thought she was beautiful, and she just thought he was handsome. And anyway, they started writing, and it was World War II, and they started corresponding, and the next thing you know, they end up getting married. And so Daddy, you know, with the wild, rebellious preacher's son, and Mother was a staunch Baptist, there was a whole lot going on there. So later on, during the wartime, we ended up moving to the Virginia Beach, Portsmouth area, and Daddy lived there in naval housing. And mother had been, you know, raised in the church all her life. And so daddy didn't really go because he was in rebellion because he saw a lot of things in his father, who was supposed to be the preacher and the man of God, and he just wasn't buying it. So my home life was literally, we moved to a house that was near a Presbyterian church. So when daddy was asleep on Sunday mornings, we would walk to the Presbyterian church and go to church. If daddy was awake, we didn't go to church. So mother, being a Baptist, she went to the Presbyterian church because that was the closest one within walking distance where we wouldn't disturb him. So I really had, you know, in the Presbyterian church that I was going to at the time, the preacher preached the word, but he preached like a sermon, took a scripture, preached it, and that was it. And I didn't really get into the word or learn the word or get into the Bible or memorize scriptures or anything like my mother had in her Baptist upbringing. So I really, when I grew up and got married, my parents had divorced, and I was in a broken home, so I really married the first guy I ever met in high school. And we were only married a few months, and he ended up running around and cheating on me while I was working, so we divorced. So it was a while before the Lord got a hold of me. So I'd married again, and I had two children, and I was divorced again. And my mother invited me to come to a church that a friend of hers was going to. So it was called Rock Church in Virginia Beach. So I went to Rock Church and went in, and the music was just awesome and kind of like rocking and rolling. So it wasn't like my stock Baptist, you know, Presbyterian upbringing that was just hymns. And I'm not coming against hymns at all because there's some beautiful hymns. But it wasn't your contemporary music like Rock Church was. And then they preached a sermon, and then they had an altar call. Well, the Lord at the time, which I didn't know, the Holy Spirit was really drawing me and convicting me, and I raised my hand, but nobody saw me. So church was over. We were getting ready to leave. And this lady came up and she said, honey, I don't think they saw you raise your hand. Come on and walk up here with me and let me take you to somebody because I don't think they saw you. They missed you. So I'm like, well, okay. So then I'm getting kind of antsy and kind of like, well. So I walk up with her. Well, at Rock Church at that time, John Jimenez was very solid in his teachings. And he immediately had you, like, go upstairs where the business office was, sit down. They had you fill out, like, an application or whatever as a church member, per se, and get your background. Well, I go up there at this desk, and all of a sudden, and I'm like, what? And then they came back on.
Diane, can you repeat that? Because I didn't hear you. It was like a glitch.
The light went out.
The light went out.
Upstairs where I was in the room filling out this application for a membership, I guess. They get all this paper. They want you to write all this information about yourself. And they kind of interview you. And then he believes that, you know, after you accept the Lord, you fill out this form. And then they take you downstairs and they baptize you in the fountain down there. Well, I'm sitting there, and she's talking, and all of a sudden the lights go out. And then they come back on. And then they go off, and we're sitting there in total darkness. And then they come back on.
Wow.
And I got really freaked out, and it was a little spooky. So I'm sitting there. Now, remember, I'm not a Christian. I'm not saved.
Right.
And I'm starting to get spooked out with all this, you know, what's going on up here. They got me in a dark room, and they're talking about taking me down and putting me down in water and covering me up. And when I come up, I might be talking in a different language and tongues, but don't be afraid. And I'm like, yeah, right. So then I just looked in. I said, do you mind if I smoke? Well, it was a young girl. And she went berserk. She said, oh, my gosh, you can't smoke up here. This is the house of God. This is the church. Your body is a temple. And I'm like, okay. Look, maybe I can come back another time. And then she's like, well, no. And then the lights go out again. And then the lights come back on. And then I'm like, you know, I think that maybe I just need to think about this. And she goes, no. She says, you're fine. It's going to be all right. Don't be afraid. And then the lights go out again, and then they come back on. And by this time, I'm ready to hit the road, Jack. I mean, it's, you know, I don't think I need to be here. This is weird. So then she gives me this gown, white gown. I called it my shroud later on in jest. She gives me a flashlight. It's pitch black. And she has me go back in this room, and she tells me to undress and put this on, take the flashlight, go down the stairs, go down to the stage, to the platform. There'll be other people there, and, you know, and they're going to baptize me in water and wash me of all my sins. Well, I'm like, ain't no way. I'm going to drop all my clothes, get in this, go down the back step. And all of a sudden I go, okay, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it just to get out of here. I'm going to do it just to get this over with. Mama's waiting downstairs. You know, blah, blah, blah. So I go downstairs. There's all these people. You talk about fear. I went down in that water, and I didn't know what in the world was going to happen to me. I just know it was dark. They had this auxiliary power light over me. I knew that it was cold. I knew that I was wet. And I knew that I was supposed to come up talking in some weird language. I knew what it was. All I wanted to do was get done, you know, like up here in the mountains, say, get her done.
I wanted to get her done
and get out of there. So I go down, I go in the water, I come up, I'm not speaking in tongues. I go back, I get dressed, and I go out to the parking lot with my mother. And she's saying, what happened? I'm like, what didn't happen? And as we walk out the door and look in the parking lot, at Rock Church, it is so pitch black you can't see. There's trees down, I mean literally down, all over the parking lot. The wind's blowing, and I'm like, what is going on? So we get in the car, and we go home and turn on the news. A tornado touched down in the parking lot at Rock Church while I was getting saved.
Yeah, I think that was a sign.
You think? My mother says, I knew he wanted you, but I didn't know he wanted you that bad. And I said, who, God or the devil?
Oh, that is great.
Oh, my God, or the devil. I mean, you talked about an experience. So when you talked about getting saved, and then I guess it was about, maybe a month later, I got a friend of mine got a free trip down to time-sharing condos, like down at Nag's Head, and she invited us to go because there's a rock church down there. So we were going to go and spend the weekend at this free condo and go visit that rock church. And then when we got, this is so funny. When we got down there, I had invited two of my friends to come, and one of them was Catholic, and one of them was, I think she's Episcopalian, and both of them were going through divorces, and I had just broken up with my boyfriend, because once I got saved, I knew I couldn't stay, you know, living with him anymore, and I knew I had to, you know, get to know the Lord, and I mean, I just went all out. Once I got saved, and that, you know, when the tornado strikes down, you know somebody's trying to get your attention.
Right.
So I really pressed in and started, you know, I found a church, and I started going and getting in the Word and asking questions and meeting different people. And then, you know, I wanted all my friends to get what I got. So I go down there, and we're sitting there, and this guy comes in. He's got on a white suit. And we're like, who is that guy? Look at that. Talk about country. Look at him. Total white suit. What's the deal? And then, you know, the lady that's with us saying, now don't judge and you don't know and don't be critical because, you know, we all thought we were just it and had it all and sophisticated and fashion models and, oh, my God, so much pride. But God was breaking us, and then we both, you know, told her we were sorry and she's right and we shouldn't judge. Well, don't you know, he was an ex-convict. He had gotten out of prison. He had gotten saved while he was in prison, and he was the guest speaker at the church.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh. Talk about feeling like an ant. I mean, you're sitting there beside the man of God and didn't even realize it. Well, he started preaching, and I know now it was the Holy Spirit that hit both of my friends. And, you know, he wasn't even halfway through, and they were both weeping and crying. And then he started throwing in the gifts, which, of course, I didn't know what they were. But he calls each one of them out and then has them come up there, and he reads what, you know, we call now kind of like reads their laundry as a prophet can go in. My mother calls it, Diane's always reading people's laundry.
Right.
It's the Holy Spirit guiding you with words of wisdom, words of knowledge, you know, the prophetic flow, and showing you things to convict you, to draw you closer, to get you to believe in the Spirit of God that's in that person, that they could know those things about you. And it's all supernatural.
Yeah.
So both of them, the whole church, and both of them get called up within his first 5 or 10 minutes that he's up there and given words, and they pray over them. And they bind the spirit of divorce, and they bind the spirit of rejection and all the loneliness. And it was just awesome what God did. So after the service was over, they asked my friends to come with them. And, oh, they were the lovingest people. And they all got in a group, a lot of the members from the church and the ministry. They got in a group, and they got gathered around them, and they started praying for them for the baptism of the Holy Spirit to speak in tongues. Well, honey, both of them got it. I mean, instantly, both of them got it.
Yeah.
Now, I'm sitting there, and I'm like, okay, how come they got it, and I don't got it? So I'm sitting there, and they're all praying, talking, and loud, all in agreement, praying with them. So I'm in the middle, and nobody knows that, you know, about me. So I'm sitting there, and Kathy, I'm going, and I'm doing everything I can to make those sounds that they're making.
And you just
the word says, out of your innermost being will flow with groaning. And that's what I was doing. But if anybody could have really heard me, they thought I was so then I still didn't get it. So I go home that week, and I'm going to get it. So I'm sitting there, and I'm watching I think it was PTL at the time, and I think they were one of the bravest, you know, one of the new ministries that would speak in tongues on network, Jim and Tammy Faye. So Tammy's talking in tongues, and I'm sitting around going, ah, bah, and I'm saying the alphabet, right? And I'm going, ah, bah, sa, da, and I'm making ABCs would be trying to get myself to talk in tongues. Oh, it was a riot.
So when did it actually happen?
This is the truth. I mean, this is how
it's so funny. It's so funny. But when did it actually happen? When did you start to make it happen?
I got saved, I guess, back in the 80s. So it was like maybe 2 or 3 months after I got saved, after I'd gone down. Because, I mean, I coveted it. I wanted it. When my two friends got it, and then I was going to an Assembly of God church, and they all, you know, spoke in tongues and during praise and worship.
Right.
People would sing in the spirit, so I coveted and I really wanted it.
Right.
So, you know, I really pushed to what I wanted. And now, you know, I can't even remember, and I know it's weird, but it just came, you know, I can't even remember exactly when I did start talking in tongues. I know that the Lord was just so good, and I started going to like a home fellowship and really started getting like mentored then, and didn't even realize, you know, how powerful God was going to use me. And when they started prophesying over me in this home group, it was like all I could do was just sit and cry every time, because there's no way I could see how God could use me. I mean, here I am, married and divorced, you know, single, got 2 kids on my own, parents divorced, you know, real strong and going to church and attending church, but not really knowing the Lord and having him as your personal Savior.
So you were getting prophetic words, and some of these words, I mean, can you share some of these words? And this was, what, like 30-some years ago? And how
and
has some come
to
pass?
I got 30-some years ago.
And then when did your call, the actual call of a prophet come on you?
From the beginning. I flowed in the prophetic from the beginning. When I started going to these home prayer meetings, I would sit there, and I would listen to this couple that would minister, and I realized, you know, as I started going, they were an apostle and a prophet, and they started teaching us, like, on the fivefold ministry. And a lot of them came out from Wade Taylor's ministry up in Upper State New York and New York School of Urban Ministry up there in Upper State New York. And they were like, I mean, we'd have some of the, like, I was in my early 30s, and they had people that would come in their home and visit from Upper State that were in their 80s. I mean, powerful men and women of God that had been in Azusa. And you know, I just got all the rich stuff right from the very beginning. And I would just sit there and watch. And they would teach. And then they would sit there, and then they'd say, okay, now we're going to flow and we're going to pray. And as they would flow and call people out and prophesy over them, I would listen. And I would watch, and I would listen, and I would watch. And the Holy Spirit, that's why I say, you know, I'm not ordained by man, I'm ordained by God, because I was taught by the Holy Spirit. And I don't mean that I can't be taught from men, or I haven't been to schools and taken courses, because I have. Yeah. But I'm saying it's the Holy Spirit in the person that's teaching me. I give the glory to the Spirit of God in that person. Because God said it's better to obey than to sacrifice. So I don't care, you know, how many years you've been to seminary, how many doctrines or degrees you've got. It's if you've been obedient to God, because the Lord will teach you. And to me, the greatest gift of all is love. Amen. And when I was little, I used to always say, when I grow up and get married, I'm going to have 200 babies. And my Baptist grandmother would have a fit, and she'd say to my mother, Ruby, she'd say, Ruby, don't let her talk like that. Don't let her talk like that. 2 years old, I'm talking about sex. Well, honey, I wasn't talking about sex. I was talking about babies. I'm not married. But see, that was God's plan.
Yes.
Because from the very beginning, I wanted to reproduce. I wanted to have babies. I wanted to have people to love.
Right.
And that's my
heart. Right. Oh, yeah, definitely. Well, I'm going to play something, and then I want you to speak about the time you were in Africa. So with this, I'm just going to put this on, and Diane will come back and talk about her time in Africa. Call in. The number is 805-292-0338, 805-292-0338. We're talking to Diane Adams from Burnsville, North Carolina, and I'd like for her to talk to us now about her call to Africa and what happened when you went there. Now she's talked to us about her journey as far as her salvation, walking in the prophetic. And how did you get that call?
Well, the Lord had prophesied over me from those prayer meetings, and God had told me that I would be a prophet to the nations. So one time when they were praying over the church and asked for those that felt the anointing or the call to be a missionary, I raised my hand, and when they prayed over us, the anointing and the power of God hit me so hard, and I knew in my heart that God was going to open up a door and I was going to Africa. So when they ended up starting and opening a CI church up here in Asheville, North Carolina, there was a gentleman that came from a church in Florida, and he had been over to Africa many times. And one Sunday after church, he came up to me and he said, "Diane, I've really been praying, and I'm getting ready to go back over to Uganda. And I feel like the Lord said for me to invite you to go with me." And it just blew me away. And it just, the way it just, everything in my life seems to be suddenly. And so I said, "Well, Dan, let me pray about it, and I'll get back with you." And I had a real good friend, and he was also black, and his name was Gilbert. And we are still such good friends. I used to tell everybody he's my identical twin brother. Well, that got a few laughs because I'm white and he's black.
Right.
And we're identical twins. And my mother was so funny because she said, "Nobody told me." So all my friends just thought it was a hoot, and we always tell people we're identical twins. So when I found out he had also asked my identical twin brother to go, I said, "Okay, Lord, you're doing something."
Right.
So the Lord opened up the door, and I got to go with a group of 10 of us over to Uganda in Africa, and it was just incredible. It was just absolutely life-changing.
Did you feel the difference in the atmosphere? Paint the picture for us. Did you have a tent meeting? Did you go to the villages? What went on when you were there?
Well, the group, I'm trying to think of the name of the ministry. It was Benny Hinn's ex-father-in-law. It was that church. I can't think of the name of it now. In Orlando, Florida, and he was a part of that ministry. So we hooked up with them, and the group of us went down there, and we went to Kampala in Uganda, Africa. And they had like a big meeting and a platform. And the thing that was just incredible when you say, "Could you feel it?" When we got there, the Muslims had just been there, had gone and had a whole meeting. They had literally circumcised some of the boys right there on the platform. And these boys had, gone into that religion. So we had that kind of warfare to walk into.
Right.
So we stayed in this hotel, and they gave us like an upper room over the restaurant where we could go and have our morning intercession. Well, it was really cute because one of the ladies that was in the group had been a nun for 50 years, and she'd been saved about 3 or 4 years. So there was a real smorgasbord, hosh-posh, whatever you want to call it, the group that went. It was totally God handpicked. And Gilbert and I are so used to and going into warfare. And when we go into intercession, we plead the blood, we bind the enemy, and then we go into warfare, and we get in the spirit. Well, the evangelist was there, and the missionary was there. And the two of them were having a crusade, so we were able to attend the crusade with them and go into the other town. And it was, it was incredible, Kathy. The spirits were just huge. And the warfare was incredible. But we get in, and Gilbert and I are like, "He cut out of a horse about a key. He known on that."
Right.
we're telling them, honey, we're kicking them out. Well, the missionary and the evangelist looked over at each other and just grinned from ear to ear, and got up and started pacing the room with us. Now, you got to remember, everybody else had sat there for about half an hour just reading the word and had their Bible open, and they were just reading the word. And then Gilbert and I finally looked at each other, and we went, okay. You know, we waited half an hour, and then we got up, and we started to pace and pray. And
right.
We had liberty if you wanted to walk and pray. Well,
right.
Then you just got up, the missionary got up, and I mean, everybody by the end of it had learned how to really intercede, how to bind and loose, how to pull down strongholds, and how to come against the enemy in the supernatural. And I mean, I have nothing wrong with people that want to just sit in their seats and pray. I have nothing wrong with people that just want to sit and read their Bible. But that's not how the Lord taught me. That's not how the Lord uses me. He said, there's principalities, powers, rulers, and spiritual
wickedness.
There you
go. That's what I was going to ask you. Yeah.
That you need to pull down.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, I've given you authority to bind and loose. Go to it. So
amen.
I was led by the Spirit. I did what he told me to do. And then don't you know, they come in, and then we're going to have the speakers on the platform. Now, this is the first time I've ever gone on a crusade and gone with a group of people like this
mm-hmm.
over to a foreign country in such a back land like that. And, honey, don't you know they asked me to be the first speaker?
Well, they saw the boldness on you.
And I started. I mean, the Holy Ghost got a hold of me, and my friend Dan that invited me to come, he just broke. He just cried and cried and cried, and that night he hugged me, and he said, Diane, that was incredible. That was incredible. And what God had really done is when I got up there, all I really did was speak the word. And in the spirit realm, the other saints were getting visions. The anointing was incredible because God had a plan and a purpose. And, I mean, it was so incredible. They literally saw as the word came out of my mouth, they saw the strongholds coming down. In the spirit, they saw demonic forces being separated and pushed out. I mean, it was just all supernatural. And
yeah.
Then I got off the stage, the little kids all came up to me. Well, they were half-dressed, they were dirty, they were full of mud, they were snotty-nosed, they were filthy. And all I did was hug them and love them and kiss them. Oh, they were the most beautiful babies. Oh, they were the most beautiful kids. And they were so full of love. And see, I realize now that that was the start of my 200 babies. And God just gave me love for them. Well, I didn't realize it, but God gave them love for me because I just loved them, and they just loved me back. So by the end of the crusade, it was just incredible because the evangelist came up to me, and he said, if you will come back here and
look. Caller, do you want to speak? I wasn't.
Oh.
Sorry about that, Diane. I was trying to. There's a new screen we have, and normally the person would be able to put their hand up if they want to speak to the guest. But on this new studio, it doesn't have that. So they had like a screen, and I was just wondering if. Let me just go to this caller to see if they would want to. Want to speak, and if not, I'll just put them back on mute. Hold on. 617, are you just listening, or would you like to talk to our guest?
Yes, praise the Lord. I'm calling in. This is my first time even watching your show or I'm coming on, and I really need a word from the Lord. I just feel like a lot is coming against me right now.
Okay.
I don't even know where to begin.
Okay, well, I tell you what, this is what we want you to do. There you go. Diane speaking to you.
It's Sanandia.
What's your name, honey?
I'm sorry?
What's your name?
Sanandia.
Samandia?
Sanandia. Sanandia.
And where are you from, Samandia?
I'm calling from Boston.
Boston. Okay. Well, we're just going to pray and let the Holy Spirit speak to you. All right, Diane. Father,
yes.
We just thank you.
Amanda, do you know the Lord is your personal Savior?
Yes, I do.
You ask the intercessors to speak.
But not by chance that you called in today. And the Lord said, He is your Father. And He said, are not alone. He said he heard your cry, that he led you to this talk show, and that he has the answer that you're looking for. And that everywhere you've been looking, everywhere you've been going, the things that you've been hearing, he said, just go into your prayer closet, go before him, cry out to him, tell him what it is you have need of, and he will supply that need. He said to tell you, you're not alone, that there are more for you than against you, and not to walk by sight, but to walk by faith. He said to tell you that he has given you his faith, that when you accepted him as your Savior and you came into the kingdom for a time such as this, that he touched your heart and that all things are passed away and all things are new. And now he's your Savior, and you're not alone, and there are more for you than there are against you. And as you walk by faith that he's given you, you've got to believe what his word says. And as you believe that word, then you've got to trust God to bring it to pass. I'm going to pray over you right now, and I'm going to minister some deliverance. Because in the spirit, there are spirits that are coming against you, and I'm going to come against them right now. In the name of Yeshua,
yes,
the power of the blood, and I rebuke the tormenting spirit, I rebuke the lying and seducing and deceiving spirit, I rebuke all this self-hate, and I rebuke the spirit of death and the spirit of lack. The devil is a liar, and God's word is the truth. God said that he will guide and lead and order your steps, Psalms 37. God said he'll give you the desires of your heart, Psalms 34. God says that you are his.
Thank you,
and he knows everything you have need of. And these spirits have come against your mind. They're tormenting spirits. They're a lie from the pit of hell. It's witchcraft.
Yes.
In Yeshua's name,
yes,
and I plead the blood of Jesus over you. Anything that you've been involved in the past, you need to renounce it. If you did tarot cards, if you read, did palm readings, if you went to psychics, anywhere you open the door in your search, in your quest, trying to get answers, you have to go before the Lord, and you need to repent, renounce, and rebuke your involvement in any of that, anything to do with witchcraft.
Samandi, are you ready to renounce these things right now?
Absolutely.
Okay.
I say I renounce.
I renounce.
I rebuke.
I rebuke.
And I repent.
And I repent
of any witchcraft,
of any witchcraft,
any sorcery,
any new age,
and any idolatry,
in Yeshua's
name,
yes,
and fornication in Yeshua's name,
yes, thank you, Lord,
I rebuke every unclean. Every unclean.
Every unclean.
Fornicating.
Fornicating.
Adulterous.
I'm sorry?
Adulterous.
Adulterous.
Perverted spirit.
Perverted spirit. I ask of the Lord
to forgive me.
To forgive me.
For lying.
For lying.
And deceiving.
And deceiving.
Those that you put into my life.
Those that you have put into my life.
I renounce and I rebuke.
I renounce and I rebuke.
My past life.
My past life.
And I give it to you.
And I give it to you, Lord.
I repent.
I repent.
And I ask you, Lord God.
And I ask you, Lord God.
To create in me.
To create in me.
A pure heart.
A pure heart.
And renew a right spirit.
And renew a right spirit.
In me.
In me.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your whole spirit.
Your Holy Spirit.
Your Holy Spirit.
And give me.
And give me.
The manifestation.
The manifestation.
Of the gift of tongues.
Of the gift of talents?
Tongues.
Oh, tongues. Tongues. And the gift of tongues.
In the end time, God said that he was coming and he was filling us with his Holy Spirit. He was enduing us with power. And in ourselves, we couldn't do things. But he would fill us with his Holy Spirit and he would baptize us with the gift of tongues. And it would endue us with power. And when we pray in the Spirit, we're praying directly to God. It's like taking a TV set. You can turn it on, but if you don't have it plugged in, it's not going to work. Now, you can be born again and filled with the Holy, you can be born again and saved, but you need the Holy Spirit. You need the power because you're feeling very weak. You're feeling very drawn. You're feeling very alone. You're very weary. Even physically, you're tired, and you're about ready to give up, and the enemy's even been telling you just to go ahead and hang it up and kill yourself. But that
so
spirit
true.
Of death is broken off you. That
yes.
spirit suicide
yes.
is
yes.
broken
yes.
you.
Yes, in the name
and
of Jesus,
power of
we
God
bind you, saint.
Ask it to come
thank
in
you,
you and thank we're believing.
And yes, in a kiddie,
Sunda.
Thank
you. When you plug that in, the power of God comes in you, and it gives you supernatural power. It goes past your mind, past your thinking, and it gives you the ability to really hear God and to flow in the power of God. As you
Amen.
Listen to God, you're going to understand how much power is in that blood. As you grow and more, you're going to understand why his death on the cross meant so much and how much power you have through that shed blood. And just like if it's a dam that's running and it's overflowing, when you see a dam and that power, that dynamo coming over that waterfall and that power, that's the kind of power that God gives us when he fills us with the Holy Spirit. And see, you'll be talking in new tongues in a new language. You might not understand what you're saying, but God understands it. But they cannot understand it.
Thank you, Father. Thank you,
so
Lord.
So I want you
thank
to pray
you,
with me right now. And Pastor's going to pray.
Yes. May it go to your Sunday.
I'm going to pray, and I want you to just listen. Don't listen up in your head. Listen in your heart. And you're going to hear the tongue
in
you. Open your mouth. Let it flow. That's the power of God flowing out of you. So just open your mouth, tune out every other sound, and just listen. Because God wants to fill you today with the power of the Holy Spirit. Are you hearing anything?
No.
Okay, well, just listen. Because you prayed and asked God for the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
He's
asked to fill you with the manifestation of tongues. And God has done it. By
yes.
faith, you receive it. And we're believing for the manifestation
yes.
of tongues. Because you
I don't know where that came from. Hallelujah.
Go ahead. That's not just
fear because God's in the room and you're all shaken. It's the fear of God, the holy reverence of God, knowing that God, Psalms 8, created the heavens and earth. He told us, Steve, where to stop. God, Almighty God, all-powerful God, sent his Son for you.
Yes.
And you belong to God. You're part of the kingdom of God. And you quit beating yourself up. And that self-hatred, I break that off of you.
In the name of Jesus, yes,
and all
we
that
do.
Darkness and all that heaviness.
Yes.
All that spirit of divination. I break it.
Yes.
I break the curses that have been spoken over you. I go back 100 generations. And I bind and loose and pull down.
Yes, Father.
Curses that were spoken over you. You are beautiful. You are lovely. You're made in the image of your Father. You're the apple of his eye. And he has a plan for you, and it's for good and not evil. And every one of those tears that you're crying, every one of them, he's got them stored up.
Yes.
He is going to change your life. You are not going to be the same. And you keep this phone number. You keep in touch with Ariel. And when you need prayer and her show is on, you call, and it don't matter how many times you call. You call every time you need to call.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father.
She knows when the calls come in, and she knows when to stop and start, and she knows who to pick up and who not.
Thank you, Father.
You need prayer, and she's on the line, and you see she's on the line. But you trust God, and we're believing with God that he's going to surround you with a multitude of counselors.
Yes.
And a multitude of counselors.
Thank you. Yes, Sarandi. He's just such
a
beautiful
name.
You
got filled. Don't you doubt it. You got filled with all the ghosts. You got it.
Amen. Amen.
It's not Toyota. That's the Holy Ghost.
That's right.
You got Amen.
And you have got it.
And you
that's
keep...
what you need. Pray without ceasing.
Yeah,
keep
there
praying
you go.
In
that's
those times. Build it up. Build it up. Build up your holy faith. Just build it up. When you get off the phone with us, you go somewhere and you just pray and pray and pray in tongues. You can never you can never pray too much in the Holy Spirit. Because it's like
Amen.
A dynamo. It's power. It's like getting your battery charged. And you're building up your holy faith. It's drawing you closer to God. And you get in the Word and you read the Word. Read the Gospels. Go to Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John and read. God had me about a year ago get back into the life of Christ. And there's a book I even have on the life of Christ. And it tells you, you walk with him. And you go back and you use him as your mentor and let him guide and lead you. God said, I want you to become John 17. And that's what God is saying to the whole body right now, honey. He's wanting us, when you see me, he wants you to see the Father. So don't you be beating yourself up. God is just getting rid of all the stuff he needs to get rid of and filling you up with what you need to be filled up with. But I'm going to speak right now and decree and declare, I'm going to baptize you in love.
Yes.
I'm going to baptize you in love.
Thank you, Lord.
And you forgive those that have persecuted you. You forgive those that have come against you. I pull out any bitterness, any unforgiveness, any judgmental, critical spirit. Anywhere where you've judged others and defended yourself, you don't have to do that. God's your defense. The battle is the Lord's, the victory's yours. And I just plead the blood of Yeshua over you, and I rebuke bitterness, unforgiveness, hatred, all that the enemy's poured on you. I break it all off of you by the power of the blood in the name of Yeshua.
Thank you, Lord.
And you are loved. And you love yourself, that spirit of abandonment, that spirit of an orphan, that unloving spirit, I break those spirits off of you right now.
Thank you.
And I call the light to come forth into all that darkness. I pray for your finances. I curse that spirit of lack. And I curse that bastard spirit in Yeshua's name.
And
every unclean perverted spirit that's come and told you that you're unworthy. I break that off of you right now. I break it off of you. You were not a mistake. You were not an accident. God knows you. He knows your pain. He knows everything about you. And you take that spirit of self-hatred and you cut it out by the roof.
Yes, Amen. Behind you and take your hands off. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
You are precious.
Oh, just wrap your arms around her, Lord.
There's angels coming into your house.
Yes.
God is just filling that place with his glory.
Thank you.
He's going to take care of you, girl. He's going to send you friends. He's going to send you a spiritual mom and daddy.
Yes.
He's going to guide you.
Yeah.
But you get in that word. You read that word. You read Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts, Ephesians. You look at in Ephesians all the promises.
Yes, Father.
Oh, he
Thank
loves
you,
you so much. You are not unloved. That unloving spirit is broken and it's gone. You are so loved. If Ariel and I could just tell you right now how much love we're feeling in our hearts toward you.
Amen.
When you come through this phone, we just hug you.
Hallelujah. I feel the spiritual hug.
We're giving you one of those big sloppy kisses that song got out. I mean, you are loved. We have been where you're at, and God ordained this, and God sent you today, and you will never be the same. You are loved. If you don't ever talk to us again, if you take the power that God put in you today with the Holy Spirit, if you take this bondage-breaking anointing that He's put on you today to break all this bondage off of your life, and you get in that word and you read it,
Father.
The Holy Spirit will teach you, guide you, direct you, and have you understand you're not an orphan.
No.
You're not an orphan. You're not abandoned.
You've got a daddy that loves you, and you say, Abba, Father. You start saying, Daddy, Abba, Abba, Abba.
Papa, Papa, Papa.
Yeah.
Oh, honey, you are so loved. That devil has just tormented you and lied to you, and he's gone. Now, you've got to do warfare, and you've got to stay in that word, and you've got to pray in those tongues, and don't you let anybody steal that from you. When Kathy was talking to me earlier, and she had said, she had asked me a question, and she said, what do you mean by coming out of the church and religion? What I'm talking about is there is a religious spirit that comes and tries to steal the truth and the word of God from us. Baptized in the Holy Spirit speaking with tongues is God. A religious spirit tried to tell you it's not of God. And that's what I'm saying. Don't let anybody steal what you've got today. Because I wasn't there and Kathy wasn't there and neither one of us made you talk like that. This has not been pre-planned. And when you started speaking in tongues, honey, your tongues, believe me, they were not like mine, and they were not like that. Yours. And God made that so pronounced.
He sure did. It just bubbled forth.
It showed whoever's on the phone, whoever hears this, it's a witness that you did not copy what I was saying or what Kathy was saying.
No.
God,
it actually was in my spirit already, but I was afraid to say it because it sounds like gibberish to me. But it was something that just came bursted out. I couldn't help but to say it. The Holy Spirit is so sweet.
So how do you feel now, Samandi?
I feel really good, and I praise God for you two sisters in Christ. I really do. Yes, I know that this is a spiritual warfare battle that's going on, and, you know, I recently had a dream two dreams, because the way God shows dreams to me, they come to pass, and so I had a dream not too long ago that I was, like, in a field, and there was, like, two big gates. And on my right was the gate was so tall, And it was like the gate was like full and packed of wolves. But in the midst of the wolves came out a lion. And the lion went across the to the left field and devoured a big old hippopotamus. And I don't understand what that meant, but you know, when the lion devoured the hippopotamus, the wolves followed the lion to the other side of the field. I don't know what that means. And well, then,
Well, I'm laughing because when Diane says Kathy is my natural name. Ariel is the name the Lord has me use because Ariel means lion of God. So, and Diane also, so it's like you got two lions coming after the devourer. So it was God showing you how the wolves were coming after you, how the hippopotamus or whatever that entity, and how through the prophetic word was able to come at that. So God had just orchestrated all this.
When you look at a hippopotamus, it's a huge, huge, huge animal, and it devours. It's got a great big mouth, and it can swallow you up. So you saw, in the word it says, I will bless you with my right hand of righteousness. Okay, the left is curses, and on the right is blessings. And what you saw was you saw this huge thing that you can't even put a name to it, but it was just all those spirits that we saw. It was a hippopotamus. It was huge. It was big. It was going to devour you. And then wolves is demonic, is very demonic. Wolves are symbolic of evil spirits. So you were being attacked in that field on both sides. So the hippopotamus has been dealt with. But you said when the lion came, God says he'll come as a roaring lion of Judah. And that's what God did. God came and he roared through me. He roared through Kathy.
Yes.
Kathy's not a lion. I'm not a lion. But the Spirit of God is a roaring lion of Judah.
Woo!
And the Spirit of God both of us and came against that. But you said that when the lion went over to the other side, that the wolves went after him. So I'm going to bind a lion, seduce, and deceiving spirit that would tell you that those wolves are going to take that lion, because they're not. Those wolves might come over and try, but that's why the Lord had me tell you. You cover yourself with the blood every day. You pray in tongues every day. You get in the word every day.
Every day.
Because that's a spirit of deception that would try to make you think that those lions can come over there and get you. They can't come against, I mean, those wolves can come across that line and get you. Those wolves cannot come across unless you let them. So if that unclean spirit tries to come back on you, you take authority and tell it to go back where it came from. If that depression or oppression tries to come back on you, any of those spirits that the Lord, by the Holy Spirit, cast out of you today, they'll try to come back. But you, greater is he within you than he that's in this world. So all that is telling you is that hippopotamus, he's gone, he's been taken care of.
Yes.
And those wolves will try to come, and they'll try and follow, but they can't.
Oof. That was many wolves.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Father, we thank you. We just feel everything that was done here, Lord. We thank you, Lord. And the Lion of Judah just roared. Lord, you were just such a strategist, and we just thank you for our sister. We thank you, Lord, that she will heed the word of the prophet. Father, she will listen, and she will do what you ask her to do. And, Father, she will be used in time, Father. You are raising her up. Think it not strange, my sister, that you called in like this, thinking that's strange. You probably have you break her anointing. You're to break in. I don't know if you've had any prophetic words over you, but you know, to come against the enemy, and he's trying to stop that because he's got you walking, probably apostolic prophetic. Because I'm in the office of the apostle, and she's in the office of the prophet. So it's like, and God just like showing you, okay, you're coming with your tribe now. Does any of that ring true?
Let me pray.
Yeah, absolutely.
Let me pray one thing right now. Father, I praise you and thank you for the call of God on this woman's life. But I rebuke that haughty, prideful spirit in Yeshua's name. I come against the Jezebel spirit that we
command
her to try to bind and break down and tear apart the prophetic.
Yes.
This unclean, perverted spirit, this lustful spirit that tried to flow through her because of the hurts and the wounds, because she got ahead of you, because she was looking for love that the enemy came in and camouflaged and brought in the lust and the unclean thing. I washed her today with the blood. I cleansed her today with the blood. And I ask God that you strengthen her inner man and that she not be used by the enemy in the apostolic prophetic to cause deception or division. In Yeshua's name, I come against that spirit of bondage that's held her and that spirit of pride that has come through the bloodline. I thank you for the gifting. I thank you for the call. But, Lord God, I pray that she not get ahead of you, that she waits on you, that you heal her and cleanse her and deliver her. Pull her aside, pull her apart, pull her to you, and Lord, let her wait on you before she gets in to that which you're calling her into. There's yet
Amen.
A deep work that you're doing in her. Don't let the enemy use her to pervert or to divide. Build your house, God. Build it strong, Lord. And Kathy, Ariel and I, we pray the blood over her.
Yes, we do.
We heal her with the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
And we stop the Jezebel spirit from trying to destroy her. I curse the Jezebel spirit. I curse the spirit of death. I thank you for the call on her life. And I thank you for your proper timing, Lord God.
Thank you, Father.
Lord, thank you for her purging herself and cleansing herself and literally becoming Psalms 51. Create that pure heart in her. Renew that right spirit. Deliver her from the unclean, perverted thing that seduced her. And I ask you, God, to forgive this man, whoever he is, Lord. Forgive him. And I ask, God, because you love him, that you would chasten him.
Yes, Father.
And that you would convict him.
Yes.
And that he would repent and turn.
Amen.
I pray your supernatural protection. All divination spirits, all warlocks, all witches,
yes,
I break and cancel your power.
Amen.
Now, you have got to keep yourself holy. God will guide and lead you, and he'll strengthen you, and I pray strengthen your inner man. But you have got to come out from what you were in, and you've got to see Christ as the head and not the office, not the call, not the position.
Amen.
And not go looking for fame and fortune. This isn't Hollywood.
No.
This is holy. Holy and pure and sanctified and set apart.
Yes.
And God is doing the real thing. And you've seen a lot of garbage. And you've been wounded by a lot of religious people, false prophets.
Yes.
God says, pull yourself out from among it and come to him, and he will supernaturally order your steps and give you the desires of your heart.
Thank
and
you,
he started it today.
Yes.
But you read those scriptures, Psalms 34, Psalms 37, Psalms 51, and then you get into Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And if you want to know who Jesus is, you read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. You get those down to they're a part of you. That you become a written epistle. That you become Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. There's a sanctification and a holiness and a higher place that God's calling you to. Don't worry about the office of the apostle or the prophet or any of that right now. You've got to see who you are in Christ, and he is the one that you're following after. You've had some false teachers. You've had some false apostles. You've had some people that said they were of God that have seduced and deceived you. And God says, come out of that. Out of that religious church wall. And come into the kingdom as a time such as this.
Thank you, Lord.
It's so important that you keep yourself holy. It's so important that you obey this word. Don't let me deceive you by supposedly men of God and women of God. Don't go there. Don't go looking for that.
No, I have no desire for it. I have the desire to live a holy life. And this is why I'm calling, because I want to seek God. And I know that he's speaking to, he says that my sheep hear my voice. And, you know, the thing where I know God giveth and God also taketh away. And, you know, I tried to get into the word, but I'm glad that you pray those prayers over me, because it had to be broken. And, you know, just like a few days ago, God gave me a dream that something was about to change with my job, where I was going to lose it. But then when I went into work that day, I said, something is about to change with my job. And behold, it did. I was let go. So I don't know if God has something better, or, I mean, why that dream, why I received it. I have no idea. I'm a single mom of two kids, and I just, you know, don't know what's next.
Well, I saw that in the back, so I'm going to go ahead and pray that. I rebuke that spirit of lack, and I rebuke that spirit of poverty, and I break the curse of debt off of you, and I loose camels to come. The camels to come and bring your supplies. Ask Holy Spirit to meet her need. God, you said you'd give her food, clothes, and shelter.
You said
you'd provide for her. You said you had a plan for her, and it's for good and evil. And I thank you, God, for the love she has in her heart, that she desires to seek after you, that she desires you, God, above everything else. And that she knows that not Ariel, not me, not anyone is her source. You are her source.
Amen.
You have given her the greatest gift of all today, which is love, because that's what your son is. And you filled her with the Spirit of God. And you are love.
Yes, Lord.
And God wants you to know today that love never, never, never fails.
Thank you.
And he baptized you in his love today.
Hallelujah. Well, sister,
and he's preparing you and getting you ready to walk into the fullness. He's getting that faith stirred up, and he wants you to get into his word and believe his word and then trust him. Even with the job, that job's not your source. God is your source.
Yes. Amen.
Say, we believe the word that says he will meet all your needs according to his riches and glory, and we're trusting God to do that. And we three are coming together as a threefold cord cannot easily be broken.
Yes.
And today, we're agreeing. God has you right in the palm of his hand. He knows those two babies need you. He knows you need him. He knows that he's got everything that you have need of. So you trust the word of God. The more you trust the word of God and look to God and not man, That's what God's doing to you today.
Amen.
He's all worldly ties, and he's saying, come unto me, all you that are weary and heavy laden. God wants to give you rest for your soul.
Yes.
Your soul is your mind, your will, and your emotions. And we seek the rest of God on your mind, your will, and your emotions. And we seek peace and mercy over you.
Yes.
Peace and mercy over your mind, over your heart, over your will, over your soul, over your emotions.
Yes.
He's led by the Spirit of God.
Thank you, Father.
And we seal everything.
Yes, yes.
We seal everything that's been spoken. We seal it with the Holy Spirit. And we cover it with the Lamb.
Well, sister, we know that
yes.
God has spoken to you today, and I just want to encourage you that when God shows you something and something happens, he also knows what he's going to do. And in and everything that my sister just told you is right on, spot on. She's used powerfully by the Holy Spirit. And just want to let you know that we're definitely covering you in prayer. If you need to get in touch with us, the email is I'm in actually Hollywood, hollywoodlion@gmail.com. And whatever you write, whatever you want to talk about, I'll connect with Diane, and we'll just uplift you in prayer, because we know that God has put you here for such a time as this. So be blessed, and we know that God has you, and thank you so much.
We love you.
We love
you. Thank
you.
Love you, too. You said Hollywood.
Lion. It's all together, lowercase. HollywoodLion@gmail.com.
Yes, I'm actually sending an email now because there's a part two to that dream that I had the next day that I asked the Lord, and he showed me and something happened.
Okay, well, we will definitely keep you in prayer. I want to be obedient. We have 57 minutes, and
yes,
I'm just so glad, and we love you. We love you.
Love you, too.
Love you.
Thank you.
Take care.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You. Bye.
All right. Prophet of God, we have another caller that God has put in our path. So I'm going to go to that call right now.
Okay.
Father, we just thank you. All right, 252, this is Ariel, and you have Diane.
Hello, Ariel. This is Al and Lydia from the Lion to the Worship
God, hallelujah.
Oh, my God.
Hello, Alan.
It's a long time since we talked to Diane, a year and a half or so, I guess. It's been.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, praise God.
Praise
that
God.
That is so funny because I had you on my heart today, Alan.
Woo.
Wow.
I had
great.
My heart today.
Well, I tell you, great. Oh, this is for listeners, Alan and Renee, which now God has given a new spiritual name, Aslan and Lydia, are with the Lion of Judah Worship Center.
Don't
in
too much because I want to give a word first.
Okay, I am. I'm just saying in North Carolina to let the people know that who they are. So we're all family here. All right. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
All right. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Alan, I'm just gonna go. I'm just gonna blow the trumpet. My son, I am so pleased. I am so pleased. I have heard your cry. I'm moving on your behalf. Worry not, fret not, fear not, for I have broke the enemy's back. And I am getting ready to move, and I'm getting ready to bestow upon you the anointing of a son of God. I am literally getting ready to manifest John 17, and the anointing will be so great that you will know that you know that you know that you are my son and I am your father. Lack is broken. Poverty is broken. Abundance is coming. The glory is getting ready to be poured out. And you literally can say, my cup runneth over. The anointing that you have been praying for, because I've heard your cry. And you said, Father, I can't do this on my own. I can't do it by myself. Lord, I want you I need you and I love you. And the Lord said, I want you. I need you and I love you. And I am getting ready to bring forth the prophecies. I'm getting ready to bring forth the manifestation of the words that I've spoken over you. And I say, roar, roar, Lion of Judah. Roar, O man of God. Blow the trumpet in Zion. Sound the alarm. And go forth in battle. And know that if God be for you, who can be against you? Rejoice in the Lord. And let my anointing pull down the strongholds. And break the yokes. And release the freedom and liberty to praise and to worship your God. For I am pushing back the floodgates that will try to overtake you. And I'm opening up the windows of heaven. And I'm sending those that will come alongside. And I'm sending provision. And I'm putting new songs in your heart that will even amaze you. And literally, the anointing of love will cover the saints as they come upon the grounds. As they put their feet upon the grounds, they can literally say and know it's true, this is holy ground. This is holy, holy ground. Hallelujah, Father.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
Oh, hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. I'm taking you to the high places. I'm opening up your spiritual eyes, and the visions and the dreams will increase. But this time there'll be greater understanding, and there won't be confusion. There will come interpretation with the dreams, and you'll be directed a lot, by visions and dreams, and it's me. It's me. It will literally be like a movie. It'll be like a video. It'll be so vivid and so real. It'll almost be to the point that, is this a dream or is this reality? I am blessing you because you have blessed me. I'm pouring all of me into you because you have laid aside all of you at the cross and given it to me. I'm giving you a new life. I'm taking you a new way. And I'm anointing you with the spirit of power and might. And even in the gift of healing, there will be miraculous signs and wonders and healings. There will be people getting out of wheelchairs. There will be arms and legs. I am giving you the desires of your heart because you've come to me as a broken man and said, God, not my will, but your will. God, there's so much need. And God, I want to be one that can meet the needs through you. And God, I won't touch your anointing. I give you the glory. And God said, now I am going to glorify myself in you. When I am going to draw back the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing. The finances are coming. The finances are coming. And it's going to be a sign and wonder even in the way the finances come, because people say, in a market like this, in a time like this, how could that happen? How could that happen? And God says it'll be more than enough. More than enough, because you're a good steward and you've learned how to abound. You've learned how to abase. You've learned how to walk on the water. You've learned how to hear my voice through death of yourself, because you've resurrected me, and now I'm resurrecting me and you. New life, my son. Whew. Thank you, Father.
Wow.
Yeah, thank you, Lord. Thank you, God.
Thank you, Father.
Wow.
Can you speak up a little bit?
Hardly.
He's probably on the ground.
I think there's I need to hear all of it.
I needed to hear all of it.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Thank you, Lord.
I've got to take a minute and cry. Oh, God. Lord,
yes.
God. Thank you, God, for that word.
Praise you. We thank you, Father.
We feel that word over Alan right now and Renee.
Yes,
We feel that, Lord. We feel that. Lord, the bride that you've given him,
Thank you.
Oh, God, your mercy and your grace.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God.
For the call on this man's life. We just feel that word right now. And we bind the power of the enemy, and we seal that word with the Holy Spirit. Just revelation, knowledge, and wisdom, God. And I break the curse that he has spoke over himself, that he's dumb, that he's stupid, that he doesn't know this, and he doesn't know that, and he's this, and he's... I break that curse that he's spoken over himself, and I speak to him that he is a man of God. He is made in the image of the Father, that he has the very mind of Christ, that he has ears to hear and eyes to see what the Spirit is saying to him, and that he is going to move by the leading of the Holy Spirit. And that just like Zechariah, where he's saying, God, don't pass me by, don't pass me by, that, Lord, that you're saying you're not going to pass him by, that you heard his cry and you're moving on his behalf. And, Lord, I thank you for allowing him to stay small in his own eyes. I thank you, God, that there's no pride here, that this is a humble and broken servant who knows how to worship and knows how to give you the glory, and he knows that you are his source.
Yes,
and I thank you, God, that supernaturally you answered his cry today, Lord, and he didn't even ask. I mean, you'd already put me on it, put him on my heart. And then when he called, I mean, it just came instantly.
Thank you, Father.
And I thank you, God, that you wanted to encourage him today, because the enemy's been beating him up, and that spirit of hopelessness is broke because the word of God came in today and pulled down those strongholds, those vain imaginations, and everything that was trying to exalt itself above the mind of God. God is in charge. And God is doing the work. And I thank you, God. I thank you for him and Renee. And I seal them with the Holy Spirit. And I ask that you cover them, Lord, and protect them and continue to use them mightily. I thank you for the love and the unity in this marriage. I thank you for this godly, holy, ordained marriage.
Thank you, Lord.
Man and woman of God.
Yes, they are. Thank you, Father, for them.
These apostles that have been put in the office by you, not by man.
Yes.
That have been ordained by you, not by man.
Yes, Lord.
And, God, I just see legions of angels, just the boundaries and the borders, God, of their property. I just see you right now, God, just legions of warfare ministering angels have been placed all along this property. And you're anointing this land. Every ley-line spirit is being broken right now in Yeshua's name. Every curse that was spoken over this land is broken in Yeshua's name. And you are protecting the boundaries. I just see as water would try to rise, I don't understand this, but as water would try to rise, I see you putting boundaries. I see like you building a dam, Lord. I see you putting a great wall of protection. And I see, God, you saying, I am going to protect this land from the sea. And I don't know what that means, but you do, God. And you're going to protect this land, and there's no water that's going to overtake it. And I thank you and I praise you for that. God, I don't know what you're saying, but, God, I know that you're saying that, and I thank you for it. I thank you for protecting the land and establishing the boundaries.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. There's some really big angels. There's some really big warfare angels that have been stationed that will stay there.
and protect. There's I mean, no devil can get across this. No devil.
Amen.
Really protecting and putting boundaries on this land. This land is holy.
Yes, it is. Thank
holy.
You, Lord. Yes, it is.
Thank you,
Father. Thank you.
Everything you're saying just hit home. You have to be weeping here. Everything just hit home. I wasn't expecting this at all.
Thank you, Father.
Speaks to my spirit. Everything you're saying just speaks to us.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father.
We're going to start working in about 4 hours, and it's going to be awesome, more awesome than tonight. I believe that.
Thank you, Father.
I've been waiting for
God said, I know what you have need of before you even ask. And that's why this has happened.
Yes.
I know what you have need of before you even ask. And I allowed this to happen to encourage your soul. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Yes, Father.
It's like a canopy. Almost like a just a beautiful, like a wedding canopy. Is over the
land. Yes.
It's not a tent. It's a canopy. It's a holy bridal like canopy. And there's a whole lot he's going to start really giving you in the visions and dreams with the bride and the bridegroom, and the bride cometh. The bridegroom cometh for his bride. It's going to be like a wedding feast or festival. It's going to be a very sanctified, holy place that's just full of love and the bride and the bridegroom.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. And it's almost an army of shofars. I know that Phil Driscoll put a piece into his shofar and kind of plays it like a trumpet, but I don't believe that that's what God's telling you to do, but I believe I see like a, if you would, an army of shofars. I see like a team of shofars that literally can, it's like, I don't know how to say what I'm getting. It's like a team of shofar players that are anointed that can play a song in the spirit together that literally, that you'll be teaching these people how to play the shofar, and it will come out in song, if that makes any sense.
Yes, it's just recently, in the past 2 weeks, I've been able to play shofar 4 octaves, 5 octaves at some point, mostly 4 octaves, and it's just blowing me away that this is happening.
There you go, God. Whoa.
Praise God.
I can't even put into words, Alan, how much the Lord loves you. I mean, I am just overwhelmed. I'm just overcome with the love of God for you. I mean, He loves you so much. Like that song today they were playing with that Rick Perry in Houston, Texas. Oh, how He loves you. Oh, how He loves you. Oh, how He loves you and me. And like I told that girl just before us, you, the big sloppy wet kiss. I mean, He is just kissing on you. He is just loving on you. He just wants you to be so encouraged. I am so blessed.
Thank you, Lord.
What an awesome word.
Yes.
And every bit of it coming straight from the Father. And, you know, I don't know diddly spot. Like you said, I haven't talked to you in a year and a half.
Yeah.
But I know this is the Father's heart because it's just pouring out of me. And
yes,
then for you to tell me y'all have been in worship down there for 4 hours and how everything's a confirmation. I just praise God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, God, for brother and his wife.
Yes,
thank
Father.
God.
Thank
for
you,
loving
Lord.
So much and using
thank
them.
So
God
much.
Said, why shouldn't I love them? They love me. God said, I love them first, but he said, they're loving on me pretty good, too. Thank you, Father.
Being obedient, thank you.
God, he just appreciates you so much. And he wants you to know, he wants you to know that he knows who you are. He's got your number. He knows where you live.
Thank you, Lord. He definitely blows us away with a lot of stuff. But, you know, we are impatient as humans go.
It's all the body. We're waiting with our moaning and our groaning and our anticipation. I mean, you know, even the rocks cry out. I mean, you know, the
we
body.
Know he's the digging it, the roots are going deeper, and he's just stabilizing everything while, you know, while things are growing, everything's being stabilized and well-rooted and a good foundation put underneath of us so nothing does shake us. And it is a slow process. It's never.
And he really, really wanted to encourage you with all that he said today because, praise God, you've got this tape and you can go back and play it because he said a lot about the foundation and how sturdy and how strong and the foundation and the warfare and angels and these huge ministering angels and the whole thing about the water and the boundaries and, oh, Lord.
Well, I tell you what, I remember when I was down there, remember the waters? There was so much water in North Carolina that it started to flood and the Lord had already shown Alan to go ahead and dig around it. So when you said that, I was just saying, you know, it's amazing.
I hear the Holy Spirit saying, Michael, row the boat ashore. Hallelujah. And it's almost like it's Michael that's rowing the boat ashore, that you've cried out, and even Michael and Gabriel are on the wall watching, and that a lot has been crying. There has been major warfare. But Michael's in this one. Michael's going to row the boat ashore. Michael is going to row the boat ashore. And I see a pier and a dock. And God said, you need it, you've got it. Take care of that one.
It is raining a lot here right now. But even when Ariel said about that time, that was at the end of Feast of Tabernacles last year. It was a tropical storm. And it just rained and rained and months before that, the Lord told me to fill in the tent even more than I had, 2 inches more dirt. So I took the tractor and filled it all in, and he just said, be ready for this heavy rain. Prepare for the heavy rains. And I had no idea what he meant then, but I did what he told me. And this time, in fact, Ariel had to go get her flight earlier so she could even get out of the area because the roads were flooding. The water came up to the tent and never went in the tabernacle.
Crazy.
It flooded all the way around, but did not flood inside the tabernacle. It was so awesome.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Might want to explain now that we're prayed what the tabernacle is and what he's talking about.
When you were talking about the hoopah.
The people online don't know what we're talking
right,
about.
Right, right. Well, one of the things for the listeners is the Lord has shown that, you know, that the Lord was Jewish. And he even said in his word he would go to Jerusalem for the feast. So he's saying at this time that we, and I have a teaching on that in different tapes earlier on Shavuot, Pentecost, and for tabernacles, they believe that's when we're going to be, not necessarily saying this year, but during that age, it'll be during the Feast of Tabernacles when the bridegroom will come for the bride. So it's all in preparation. And the Feast of Tabernacles is when they had to tabernacle in the wilderness, and they would have to put up their tents. And I have to get a little bit more into it, but it's a time when, you know, it's a bountiful, and one of the signs is an abundance of rain will show the provision and that, you know, God's flow and God's anointing, and it was just raining and raining and raining, and we just knew that God was raining, R-E-I-G-A, and also raining as far as his Holy Spirit just being poured out, and I just think this is so awesome, and I just thank God. Thank
you. What is the name of Randy and Renee's ministry? Alan and Renee.
Alan, Lion of Judah Worship Center. And go ahead.
Lion of Judah Worship Grounds.
See, this is an apostle to the audience. This is an apostle and a prophet that God has sent to a strategic area, took them out of their homeland, if you would, sent them into a desert place. They were stripped by God of much that they had, and in obedience, they followed God, and they have a campground now in North Carolina where they do the Jewish feast, and this is what he's talking about when he said the tabernacle. They have set up a tent and made a place of worship on these grounds as a tabernacle to God, and they have different conferences where people from all over the world come, and he's saying that when all the rain came, that it did not come into the campground. It did not come into
to
the
tent.
Holy place. It did not come into the tabernacle. And this is this is what they're talking about when he says when it rained it didn't come. Because this is part of their ministry. They're called to a school of ministry at the end time to equip the saints and to teach them in the things of God. And God said, you know, so whoever's listening, you might want to get on Kathy's email or Ariel's email and find out the address, because there's many, I believe, that will be drawn to this place because God said they're coming out of wheelchairs. He's creating arms. He's creating legs. He's healing cancer. He's healing leukemia. There's just awesome miracles that are coming because these are vessels. This is a man and woman of God who the Lord has ordained and called and who the Lord trusts to fulfill his word, just like Jesus came. This is going to be John 17, manifest.
Yes, Absalon, go ahead and talk about and give the information to the listeners.
Yeah, well, our website is lojw.org. So www.lojw.org. And that's where information is about us and about what's happening, what upcoming feasts and what we do. Where we'll be certain times. So all the information is on there. You can sign up for a newsletter on that website as well. Lydia is here. We're on the speakerphone.
Yeah, Lydia. Hey, Lydia. That's my girl.
Lydia is.
Lydia is Renee.
Okay.
Yeah, God is giving them new names. And so by their spiritual name, he's Aslan, which is a lion, and Lydia. That's right.
That's wonderful.
So go ahead, Lydia. What do you got? What do you have to?
I think it's just really awesome when God just gives you something like that, because we definitely needed the encouragement.
Praise God.
We have a lot of stuff that we don't understand, and we're not supposed to analyze everything to try to understand, but to hear his approval and to hear his love pouring out for us is definitely needed. It was definitely right on today.
Well, the finances are coming, and they're coming like a sign and wonder. The way they're coming is going to be just a huge testimony, because people are going to say that could only be God. That could only be God that could happen now. Because, I mean, he is going to give you the desires of your heart. Because your heart is just totally to serve him and to bless his people. And you've given everything that you have. I mean, I don't think there's anything that y'all haven't given to God. I don't think you've held back anything. And now God says, okay, now I just want to show this girl and this guy, this man and this woman, this apostle and this prophetess. I just want to show these apostles that they can't outgive me, even though they tried, and they weren't trying to do this to get me to give. God says, I'm going to show them they can't outgive me, because he just wants to bless you, because your hearts are so pure, and that's what y'all wanted to do. You just wanted to bless God, And you know, you kind of, the Lord says, you came and says, Lord, here am I. I don't have anything, but if you can use me, use me. And God says, because you come with a humble heart and a broken and contrite spirit, I can use you and I will use you and I'm going to use you powerfully. It's like I see an ark coming up to the dock and they're unloading the animals two by two.
Oh, Diane, you look, this is so good. I told Aslan one time, he was out there near the tent, and I said, you know what? I'm getting a glimpse of Noah and how Noah talked to God. And now here you say an ark with two.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just sitting there talking, and all of a sudden I just see an ark coming up to the dock that God's building, and they're coming in two by two. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, God.
That's funny.
Thank you, God.
That's good. That's
fine. Yeah, we just pour everything into what He wants. I mean, that's our life. Just please, Daddy.
Amen. Oh, I know. He just showed me. Yeah. Amen. Praise God. I can't believe we've almost been on the phone 3 hours.
Almost 2 hours. Well, the Lord said 2 hours. I said, okay, all right. I said, so Diane and I will, you know, and I just love it because He's using you powerfully. And I'm just, you know, thankful that the Holy Spirit is just, he's so awesome. He knows exactly. So
well, I told you on the phone the other day that the Lord had woke me up, I guess Monday or Tuesday. And just out of nowhere, when I woke up that morning, He said, I'm filling you with power. I am enduing you with power, and I'm getting ready to release it.
Praise God.
I mean, you know, how long I've been sitting waiting on the Lord. But, yeah. I mean, look at just the two phone calls.
I know.
Look at the power of God. Not me.
No.
But God. God be the glory. Just in obedience to say, yeah, I'll by faith step out and talk to you on the phone. Look at God. Oh,
amen.
Oh, I thank you so much for calling, Alan. Thank you.
Right.
I praise God that the Lord used me to bless you guys like that. I mean, I just, it humbles me
that
God would use me to say those things to you guys and bless you so powerfully. It's just awesome. And I praise God for Ariel and her stepping out in faith and having this blog show. And I just ask God to bless it and anoint it and continue to send the people.
And
hopefully the next thing that y'all have down there, Lord willing, maybe I can come to the next season.
Yes. Yay.
Is that in September?
October 12th.
I'm going to be praying toward that because I haven't felt led to come, but I feel a release today. And
amen. Glory to God.
It's a 7-hour drive, but I think they've got a new airline here that maybe I could fly. I'm just going to have to believe the Lord to finance.
I'm already sensing that maybe I'll be flying in and we'll drive together. So who knows? God's going to get it.
Amen. Amen.
Well, Aslan, I don't know. I just feel... There's something you're to speak over Diane. Thank you, Father. I just sense that. I don't know if you are, but I'm pulling on your anointing.
Oh, Lord.
That might be on the spot.
That's
thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I think we got about 3 minutes.
We got 90 seconds.
Really?
90 seconds.
Okay.
I got nothing.
That's okay.
My Father, thank you. Lord.
Yes,
Father. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for being obedient, Diane. Thank you. Thank you for being obedient and opening your mouth and not being fearful, saying what the Lord says. See? Open your mouth and you speak out the words of the Lord. You are not fearful of what man may say. You're not fearful of man, what man may think. You bring forth the words of the Lord, whether people may not like them or not. It doesn't matter. It is what the Lord speaks through you. You do not. You give law prophecy, for it comes from the Lord, and you transmit right away out of your mouth. You do not try to rationalize what he brings to you. You do not try to change or to make it sound sweeter for any reason. He gives you something, you receive it, and he transmits it right out again. And the Lord loves you for that. He loves you for just transmitting directly out what he says to you. For many try to change the words of the Lord to suit who it is that they're speaking to make them look better and puff up. But not you, Diane. You do speak out exactly what the Lord puts through you. You receive and you transmit in real time. It's law.
Amen.
Law.
Thank you, Lord.
Father, I thank you. Thank you, Lord. I thank you for this prayer. Father, I don't know what's going on, but you do. Technically, it says we're off the air, but we're still on the air, and we have another caller. So in your realm of time, this is still time, and we're going to be obedient, and we're going to do that right now. I just want to let you know what's going on, Aslan and Diane and Lydia, is that the show says that it's over, which it shouldn't be, but it's still recording. So I want to say goodbye to you guys. Apparently, there's somebody else that's on the line that I want to go ahead and take. Thank you, and we'll talk to you soon. Love you.
Love you. Bye bye.
Okay. All right, Father, this is your show.
Go ahead. This is
your time. Hello, 626.
Hello, Ariel.
Oh, Apostle Essie, how are you doing?
I'm great. Hello, Diane.
Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Listen, I'm going to say as much as I can before we're disconnected on the air, but this is the Lord's doing. This is the Lord's doing, and it's marvelous. It is absolutely marvelous. I have been listening for almost all of the 2 hours. I was about 10 minutes late getting online, but the whole time the show has been airing, I've been taking notes and writing down some things that the Lord wants me to share to the both of you. A few of them I'm going to try to say while we're still recording. I don't know how much we'll get on the recording. But basically, the big word that God had me to write down, Diane, at the very beginning was humility. That he is pleased with your humility in the way that you're walking and the anointing that's on your life. And that there were many things that, because of both of you walking in the big word, the big O word, obedience, God's plans and purposes are coming forth not only today, but this show is going to be rebroadcast and rebroadcast and rebroadcast. And many new listeners are going to tune in to the show, and they're going to receive what God has for them. When the young lady from Boston was on the line, Sanandia, the Lord really had me writing down some notes. And Sanandia, I pray that by the Spirit of God that you're still listening to this broadcast. And if you're not listening now, I pray that you will hear it again, because God let me know that you need to replay this broadcast repeatedly until everything he did for you today gets solidified in your spirit. So that your deliverance becomes solidified in your spirit and in your life, and that the enemy will not be able to come back and to infiltrate and to re-enter. So, Sanandia, if you're not online now, get back on and replay this broadcast repeatedly so that the Holy Spirit can continue to do what he's done today. I'm trying to talk because I have so many notes on this page. I'm going to have to talk to you two girls offline on a three-point as the Lord allows. But the biggest thing is that God is pleased. He had me to write that in the middle of my tablet in big, bold letters. So when our brother Aslan and Sister Lydia came online, it's like, okay, Lord, thank you, because I know from the very beginning that's what you said to me, that you are pleased with your daughters and how they have stepped out in obedience to do your bidding. And the Lord also showed me that many, many people are going to hear about today's broadcast, and they're going to go online and find it. and that the same anointing that's on this broadcast live will still be on that broadcast recorded, and that other people are going to get delivered as they listen to how lovingly the both of you walked Sanandia through her deliverance. There are many people that are bound by demonic spirits, but when they hear this broadcast, their deliverance is going to come forth as well. So I'm rejoicing. Personally, I'm overflowing. I'm bubbling. I'm sitting on the side of the bed like a proud mama. It's like, oh, my God, this is absolutely beautiful. So I just, I do have some things I want to share with both of you offline when we have time. But basically, God is pleased, and that says it all. He's pleased. He had me to write down in my notes, he said that when his prophets and his apostles come together, when those anointings are connected, then the captives are set free.
Woo!
That was so clear to me. It's like, oh, my God, God said the captives are being set free. And that's one thing that we in the body of Christ have got to learn to do, including myself. We've got to learn how to flow together with one another. We've got to learn how to let our anointings come together so that the big spiritual explosion would just blow the enemy out of the water. So anybody that tuned in today that was listening and maybe did not call but they were listening or are going to listen, that spiritual explosion is going to hit their lives and they are not going to be the same after they hear this broadcast. And then they tune in, there's no way they're going to be able to turn it off until they hear the whole entire I was just like, oh, my God, 2 hours. Yes, Lord, you're going to need 2 hours. As a matter of fact, you're going to need some more hours. But I'm just excited. I guess you can hear it in my voice. I'm sure the recording has probably gone off. I don't care. But I am so excited to just hear and see what God is doing. It's like I had to get comfortable and say, okay, today, whatever plans I was going to do, I am not doing it because I'm not missing this broadcast.
Amen.
I mean, this was so important to me. When I received the email yesterday, I said, okay, I know what I was going to do Saturday morning. No, I'm not leaving my place of abode. I was downstairs having breakfast, and a sister across the hall sat at the table. I said, I don't mean to be rude, but I got to get up from this table and go upstairs and get on my computer. So she said, I'll do your dishes for you. I said, I got to go. I have to get online. And I'm blessed.
I know. She's excited.
I am very excited. I'm beyond excited. And then they have Antoine and Lydia get out and say, oh, my God, Lord, this is really, 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 really your doing. This is really your doing.
Oh, and Diane, just thank you. If you have something for Apostle,
let's
ready to
keep on talking. I mean,
I don't know. We can do that. Okay, let me just go through my notes then. If you want me to keep talking, I can keep talking.
Yeah, I mean,
Okay, one of the biggest things, well, everything God gave me was big. So some of this I've already spoken to you. But he was also saying to me that when Ariel had you to tell a story from your salvation and, you know, just your walk, even though you didn't finish the story, there were some significant points that listeners need to hear. First of all, listeners will need to understand that both of you were anointed from birth. See, when you talk about religious spirits, there's so much false teaching and there's so much error that we're getting inside the quote building. And it takes the Holy Spirit of God to expose that error and to break down those errors and to bring us truth. But there are people that really believe that somebody can lay hands on them and they become whatever it is. They become a prophet. No, you don't become a prophet or an apostle. You're ordained and anointed from birth. So when you, Diane, said how you already had this gift as a child, there are people that need to hear those words because they don't realize that. So that was very significant in the very fact that throughout the whole dialogue that you continue to give glory to God. That, again, is going to unsettle some religious spirits because, unfortunately, we have people walking around with their chest out and their heads up, and they want people to stand at attention when they walk in the place and walk out of the place and all this other nonsense. No, that is not giving glory and honor to God. The humility is something that every one of us has to practice every single day because we did not anoint ourselves. We did not call ourselves. We do not set the path of our own lives. So those words were very significant. It was beautiful to hear the two of you flowing together. There's no competition on the line, and people need to hear it, to need to witness that. Because in the church, the so-called church, there is a lot of spiritual competition. It does not give glory to God. It does not honor God. It does not please God.
Amen.
I'm really just sitting on the bed, just listening back and forth, and said, okay, Lord, this is beautiful. You know, one, they know how to yield one another's anointing and one another's spirit, and there's no competitiveness. Because God's purposes were accomplished today.
Amen.
Because both of you said yes. Even though you were uncertain about how this was going to work, you didn't think you had 2 hours worth of talk. Well, he had more than 2 hours worth of talk, trust me. So the fact that both of you said, yes, okay, we'll be there, and you submitted yourselves, your spirit, soul, and body for God to do what he wanted to do, there are so many people, even years from now, if this broadcast is going to be replayed, and that same, Sanandia is going to tell her friends and her colleagues and her acquaintances about what God did today, they're going to say, girl, what's that website? I need to go back and see that. They're going to listen. She is going to be spreading the word. In fact, people around her are going to look at her and say, what happened to you? And they are going to be pointed at what the Lord ordained and orchestrated today. And I just bless and praise God for just who he is in each one of us and how he's getting glory as we submit and surrender, even when we don't know what we're doing or don't know how to do it. The very fact that God says, be there, and we show up, that he does his work. So I'm just really, really excited. This is my other note. This was really big. When Sanandia was on the line for quite a while, I could feel the Lord's treasure because of how you both just patiently gave the time that was needed to walk her through her deliverance. There are some shows that people may say, oh, well, Carl, you only have 2 minutes, or you only have 20 seconds, or you only have this amount of time. But you both allow the Holy Spirit to show up in you and do what God wanted done, so that young woman's life will never be the same.
Thank
and
you.
Even though some of the things that were called out to the uninitiated ear, they may sound harsh. They may sound, well, why is she calling out that spirit? Well, you did exactly what God wanted done, because
Amen.
God wants her totally and completely
yes.
free.
Thank you.
And even some of the things that she did not, you were telling her to renounce, and she added on because the Spirit of God was working. God
mm-hmm.
is pleased. And I said, Lord, this is so beautiful of mm-hmm. how they are literally ushering her into her deliverance. Because this young woman, as you both know, has a magnificent prophetic anointing on her life.
Amen.
And the Lord has already been giving her prophetic dreams. So she needed to be set free because she has been in bondage. And she's been double-minded. And the anointing we know is there, but because the flesh is standing up tall, the anointing in her did not have free reign.
Right, and I thought it was really cool how in the beginning the Lord was really giving me the words, and then later he started giving me more, but then when he gave me bondage, break, and anointing, then he showed me bondage. I mean, just the whole supernatural way the Lord delivered her, and I was so pleased with Kathy being obedient, not to cut her off, not to cut it short,
mm-hmm.
not to say, call me back, not say you got my email, to let the Spirit of God flow, because that's what God was using to minister to so many people out there. Just like you said, such an anointing of deliverance, not to hold back and to even say some of the demonic spirits and not say them in condemnation and say,
that's
Kathy
right.
and I've been through it and we both understood.
Yes.
We both relate, not lifting ourselves up to be any bigger.
No.
Oh, it was just awesome. It was
awesome. I know. That
was awesome. Absolutely. And actually, I'm just going to say this because the Lord has given me to say this, that both of you, once you, because you showed me that you're going to need like a step back, rest and restoration time, but both of you need to listen to this broadcast from start to finish. It's one thing when you're on it and you're a part of it and you're participating and God's using you, but when you step back and just become a listening observer, he's going to give you both more revelation of what he's doing today.
Wow.
I don't even have it on my notes. I'm just getting it now. It's like, okay, Lord. But I know for a fact that I will be listening to it again. But he wants both of you to be still and be quiet after you're rested and restored, not right now, but you get in a place of rest, that you put this broadcast back on and have your notebook and your pen handy, because there's more revelation that's going to come out that I didn't even capture.
Wow.
I just praise God. I just praise God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
I praise God. Yeah, the Lord said that today, during the personal deliverance, there were words of life and restoration that were spoken. And every listener that comes to this broadcast will receive those same words of life and restoration. And also at least twice in the broadcast, the Holy Spirit made me aware that there are covert fears that are tuning in. I started praying for them, not even against them. I started praying for their salvation.
Yes.
So there were some demonic spirits that thought they were going to interfere with what God did today. Not so.
Nah.
Not so. They don't have that kind of power. They don't have that kind of power. Because God said, I saw them in the spirit, like sneakily behind the dark curtain. They were listening, but they were not able to stop it, interfere with it, abort, do anything, because they don't have that kind of power. So I just started praying for their salvation when God showed them to me.
Yes. Thank you for being innocent. Thank you. Oh, God, this is so good. So good.
It is. So I just praise the Lord, and I'm just grateful. So I think that's pretty much all I had written down. if you give me anything else, I'll write it down and shoot Ariel an email. But I'm looking at my notebook saying, okay, Lord, I think this is everything you told me to say.
And I just want to say before God, thank you, Diane. Thank you. I don't know if you have something for Apostle Essie or not. I'm kind of just feeling my way.
We're still you know, whenever we talk to Randy on his blog, it cuts us off. It doesn't stay on.
I don't really know if it's going to keep it on. See, it's still recording, but whether or not it'll still be part of the episode, I'm not sure.
No, when it's on Randy's and you're through, it cuts off. You cut off. When I've talked to Randy's and we got 2 seconds, then it'll go click and it goes off.
Yeah.
And it's not going off. I called in and I'm not being disconnected from that line.
No, not at all. Not at all.
Father, I just praise you and thank you for Effie. I thank you for her obedience to call and encourage us. I thank you, God, that I see a kitchen and I see kitchen curtains and I see a beautiful lace kitchen curtains, and I see, God, you're saying that you're taking the curtain and you're removing the curtain and you're drawing the curtains back and you're opening up a wide, wide place for God. And I thank you, Father God, for the call, for the anointing, and for the love of God in my sister. And Lord God, as she loved us so much and got so excited today about the Christ in us, Lord, Kathy and I, Errol and I, both pray it back on her right now. We prayed back to her everything that she cared enough to listen and to write down and to give to us and spend this much time, when we know the things that you have her doing, that she humbled herself and set herself aside today to hear and to pray over us and to protect her chicken, her Ariel, Lord God, her Kathy that she's mentored for so many years. And I thank you for the mother's heart of the father that is in my sister. I thank you, God, for the mind of Christ. I thank you, God, for the supernatural healing that you've done in my sister's life. And you've renewed her mind, and you've replaced, and you've repaired. And she has a testimony, and she's an absolutely walking miracle. And I thank you, God, for her sons that you've given her. And I thank you for the family that you've given her. And I thank you for the promises in her midnight times of crying and travailing and crying out to you, the things that you promised that have not yet come to pass with her sons, but they're on the horizon, Lord. And I agree with her for the answered prayer. And I call it in. Kathy and I, Errol and I, and Effie right now, we call in answers to our prayers. We call in the promises of God. And we do bind and rebuke and pull down and destroy and cast and annihilate the power of the darkness that would try to come against us. And we say, greater is he within us than he that's in the world. And we shall overcome. And, Lord, there's something to do with Effie and Martin Luther King. There's something to do with his life and his testimony and his background, Lord God. And there's something in her, anointed, God, something there, God. I don't know, something in the blood, Lord, but there is an anointing like that, that she is one that you've called and appointed as an apostle to come in and say, we the people of God, that she will
Thank
be
you,
used
Lord.
In a great march, that she will be used in a profound way.
Thank you, Lord.
Not because she wants it, but her name is going to be put in the face of many, many people because there is something great within her that you have been preparing and preparing and preparing and preparing and preparing. There's so many things that you've allowed her to go through that's part of her testimony, that's part of that seed and that tree, Psalms 1, that's been planted by the river. That tree is getting ready to come forth with abundant fruit. You have pruned this tree, and then it's grown, and you prune it, and it's grown, and you prune it, and it's grown. But there is an abundance that's coming to this tree, and there's supplies that are needed, and you're going to meet the need, and you're going to meet the supplies. And I hear the Congo. I don't know what that's about, but I hear the Congo. And I hear, Lord, I hear the drums beating, Father God, and I feel that inner spirit, she's being drawn, and there's two major things that you've called her to do, and you've equipped her to do it, and you're just about through with the equipping to release it to go into the fields. The harvest is white, and it's ready, Father God, and you're saying she's not going alone, and there's a very, very strong apostle, an apostolic anointing that's coming out of this because it's you doing it, not her doing it. And she's learned through many, many tests and trials that it's better to obey than to sacrifice. And there's much that she has had to lay down, and there's some that you've had to take to teach her, Lord God. But there is much humbling and breaking that you've been doing to release the power and the strength and the anointing to go forth and to enter in and go. I see Africa. I see South Africa. I just really feel the nations. There's going to be much travel. And I thank you, God, that your plans and purposes for her are for good and not evil. And I just loose that supernatural anointing that you put on me. I loose it into her right now. By faith, I just impart this anointing, Father God, the anointing, even strength in her physical body, even down in her colon, in her abdomen. I come against any abscess. I come against any sickness. I come against any lie of the devil. And I break any spirit of death over her, any assignment of death, and that huge spirit of jealousy that tries to attack her, Father God, I break it. I break it right now, and I say she will be loved, she will be received, she will be accepted, because when they see her, they will see the Christ in her, and they will see Christ in his glory. And I thank you that the bridegroom is saying to the bride, come, come, enter into my rest. Enter in to my chambers. Enter in to that secret place because I want to love on you. I want to love on you. I want to pour my love into you so you can pour my love out of you to others. And every time you need more, just come into the secret place and let me fill you with my love. Let me fill you with my anointing. And I break the generation curse that was spoken over your family, and I loose that bondage that would try to come at times and lie and whisper. And I say, bondage breaking anointing, go now and impart to my sister. God, give her bondage breaking anointing, Father God, to set the captives free. There it is. Right into her heart. Right into her heart. Hallelujah.
Diane, right now. She went offline and she can't get back on, so she just emailed me and just said, have Diane call me, because she couldn't hear any of this. So we just know by the Spirit that God, we just know that when Diane calls Apostle Essie, that this will be given back to her. Father, we know right now that even though we're still talking.
Hang up, I've got it. You want to hang up and call her and do a three-way?
Yeah.
Right now.
Yeah. Well, Father, we thank you.
It took her offline.
Well, she went offline thinking she could still probably hear, and she can't hear the show. That's what the thing is. Even though we're recording, it doesn't show up. So we just thank you, Lord. We thank you for this broadcast, and we seal this And we just give you all the praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, I'm going to cut it off and then call you.
Bye.